Okay, it's 6:30. I'd like to bring this.
Molly? Sit down.
January 20th, 2016, meeting of the Sunol Citizens Advisory Council. Today, we have a very concise agenda that we hope to go through it very efficiently. Do we all agree? Efficiency is the name today? Okay, so it's called to order. Are there any comments from the audience? Anything? This is the open forum. Anything? Aria, you look like you're about to burst forth with something.
No.
No.
Aria's okay. The whole audience.
All right. Yeah.
I'd just like Henry? To say that for the Knox Canyon Railway, we had our train lights. Everything went smoothly. I haven't heard any issues, so I think it went very well.
It went very well. Ted and I were on that Friday after Thanksgiving. It was very nice. We enjoyed it.
Glad you enjoyed it.
The paving looks great. It looks very good.
So as a comment, we had some last-minute out-of-town guests, and they said, what should we do? We said, go on the train of lights, and they were fortunate enough to accommodate six people when the train was full, and they're still talking about it. They came from Austin, a family, and they were friends of ours, and you guys accommodated them, and that was appreciated, and they're raving about what a great time they had. Still.
Great.
Thank you.
Okay. So, I don't see a sheriff there, but I see Bonnie.
Yes.
No so, fire danger.
Welcome back from the holidays. So I have some stats for the past month. It's been really light. 34 total incidents. No dollar loss, so that was good. A lot of EMS calls, which is not surprising. The majority of those, 23 of the 34 were EMS calls. As far as the weather, we are fortunate right now that it's coming. It's coming in little bursts and then stopping, so we're not getting flooding issues. Mm-hmm. But by no way, shape, or form are we out of this. Reservoirs, most of them, are in 30 percentile as far as storage of what they have. Yes, the snowpack in some cases might be about 120% of an average normal year. But again, remember, we're trying to make up for 5+ mm-hmm. years. This great weather is going to have the grass grow. We will need to be diligent very early in the season to do all our vegetation management controls so that, and when I say we, I mean all of us, the community as a whole, to make sure that when the weather does stop raining and it dries out, that we do not have an extraordinary fire danger as a result. So it's looking good, but we're always cautiously optimistic for the future. I'm not aware of any major anything that's going on in Sunol. Does anybody have any questions or concerns for me this month?
We've been very good.
Okay.
Thank you, Bonnie.
Go ahead.
Okay.
Traffic.
Next month we're going to get a traffic report. Our friend from, I can't remember his name.
Art.
Yeah. Art is going to be here to give us an update.
Next month.
He said it's going to be February.
Good.
Yeah.
Because he said springtime they're going to start working.
That's good.
That's good.
That's very good. So we have yet to see the engineering drawing.
The canyon app, and when that will happen, I think we will see how many people will be there.
It started in April, when I was told.
Okay.
For a Main Street project. And I was calling trying to find out if they have a landscaping permit, not a permit, but a plan.
Plan.
And see if I could help them landscape that area and just have cement all over the place.
Yeah. So have you saved those bricks?
I'm going to save them all.
Okay.
I've got people to help me place them around town.
Okay. Very good. Okay, I don't think there's an update on the fire safe. next agenda item. I see Molly here, and we're all interested in what's going on in the school and and El Nino preparation.
You can hear the sweet sound of water, but keep it there. Yeah, it's nice to hear the creek running, because it hasn't for a while, to this extent that you could actually hear it from the cafeteria, so that's exciting, but very nerve-wracking. So I just want to thank the SAC board, because it all started, a lot of progress has been made, although there's some updates. And it all started when I actually contacted Mr. B. Miller, and we talked about it at the SAC meeting back in October, and Supervisor Baye was here, and then he had a meeting, which occurred on November 30th, and at that meeting, there were representatives from, well, obviously Supervisor Baye was there, but Congressman Swalwell, and Assemblyman Quirk, and Caltrans, Zone 7 Flooding Agency folks were there, and SFPUC representatives. So there was quite a few folks in the room. There was probably about 20 people, I think. And from that meeting, I won't read all of it, and I think, Rosemary, you were on this list that got the updates from the meeting, but what that outcome of that meeting was that Caltrans and SFPUC were gonna work together with Zone 7 to get permission, so they were all talking about there's a lot of permits that needed to be obtained in order to go down to the creek and do some of this work. Sunol Glen, we vocalized that we wanted this work done. I'm an educator, so I like dates. I said, I think it should be done by January 30th, which is, and because I know how this works, if we don't say a date, then next thing I know it's June and nothing's been done. Zone 7 was to develop a concept plan to remove the debris and dirt overgrowth around the creek by the Highway 84 bridge. Zone 7 was gonna contact the Army Corps of Engineers, California Regional Water Quality Control Board, California Department of Fish and Wildlife, and National Marine Fisheries. And the actual work we decided would take 3 to 4 weeks to complete. District 2 office was gonna contact Jeff Miller from Alameda Creek Alliance. SFPUC was gonna contact the quarry operators in Sunol to determine if they could take and store the removal of the dirt. Congressman Swalwell's office and Assemblymember Quirk's office were going to help contact the regulatory agencies, and Zone 7 maintenance workers were going to operate on a reimbursement basis to get some of this work done. And so, I mean, for a meeting that lasted probably a little bit over an hour, it really was, people were kind of jumping in saying yes. I'll be really honest, the one agency that was the stumbling block was Caltrans. They were very putting up obstacles, talking about the permits, this work cannot be done, and had a lot of reasons why we couldn't do the work that we wanted to do. So that was a little discouraging. Towards the end of the meeting, I think there was so much energy in the room towards we need to do something, that they kind of reluctantly said, well, we'll look into it, but you better make sure you find a place to get the debris stored, and all these other things happened. So that was on November 30th. And so then the engine started going, and we actually, and I do feel really pleased about this, and I don't think this would have been done had we not had that meeting. This shows a before picture of the brushes and the overgrowth down at the creek. And Zone 7 said, so the property right here is SFPUC's, and then up at the bridge is Caltrans. And so they had to get an agreement from SFPUC to be allowed to go down there. So they went down, and this is the after.
Oh, wow.
So amazing. I'm glad they took that before. And I think Mr. Hoxie, did you take these? Mr. Hoxie took these. So, which is great, because sometimes when you see it after, you forget how dense it was. So you can see with that growth that the water was just going to be, it was going to be a huge barricade for the water to flow through. So Zone 7 did that, and SFPC had given them permission. The problem is that was fabulous and makes you feel great, but that's sort of like a short-term, one-time fix. And Zone 7 was very clear that they would do this, but it's really SFPUC's responsibility. That's their property. It's their responsibility to be good neighbors to us and keep it up to look like that. So that maintenance and